Well, we thank the Lord for each one that's here. I'd like to share a few scriptures this morning. I'd like to look in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And I'd like to start at verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. I was thinking about wisdom, Proverbs. I wrote down the definition, or a definition of wisdom. It means to be circumspect, careful, to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. Circumspect has to do with looking around. Circumference comes with the word circumference. And possible consequences. Prudent, intelligent, and skill all go with the words of wisdom. This word in verse 4 that I read, subtlety, I think there's two different ways to pronounce that word, but the B is silent. It's subtlety, subtlety. And it means having or marked by keen insight, an ability to penetrate deeply and thoroughly, highly skillful. So, and that's what God wants us to have. He wants us to have wisdom in our lives, and we should pray for wisdom. We should ask God. And that's usually mainly how the Lord guides us, is through the Scriptures, through the wisdom that the Scriptures give to us. And I want to notice a little bit in verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. And this word fear, we know, doesn't mean fear as in extreme of being afraid, but it's a reverence. It's a esteem. It's a value. The fear of the Lord, when we reverence God and recognize Him as Creator and we reverence His Word, that is the beginning of knowledge. And I know there's a lot of knowledge in the world today, and God, but the Lord wants us to have knowledge in a lot of different things. We acquire knowledge on our jobs. We become more skillful as we gain experience and understanding of things that work and things that don't work. And it's that way in life too. You know, in parenting, you kind of, there's things that work and things that don't work. And Sometimes we learn from our failures. I hope we learn from our failures. The Lord wants us to learn from our failures and wants us to be able to move up in those areas of knowledge and skill, that we can become more skillful and more knowledgeable in life. And he says, he contrasts that though. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now the Proverbs has a lot to say. The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about wisdom and the foolish. But it says the fools despise wisdom. They despise, they don't. And I want to, it says wisdom and instruction. There's another verse here in the 22nd verse. It says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And I'm particularly thinking, not altogether just knowledge in general, but the knowledge of God. It seems like fools despise, many times they don't want to hear, they don't want to be told, they don't want instruction in the ways of God. There's something, a rebellious spirit, and we all have to guard and watch against that, because it's easy for us to become, to get set in our ways and to do things and to live for God on our terms. And I've been praying, my personal prayer lately has been, I don't want to serve you, Lord, on my terms. I don't want to serve you just when it's convenient. I don't want to serve you and following you when it goes with what I want to do. But I want to be able to have a submissive heart to the Spirit of God and be wanting to hear. You know, if we don't want to hear, if we don't, and that's what it says, it means, it says, fools despise wisdom. And in the next verse, he said, my son, hear. You know, a lot of people, sad to say, they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear things that contradict their thoughts or their ideas or their ways. But we have to be, the Lord wants us to be receptive. And God can teach us through so many different things. The older I've got, the more I realize that the Lord teaches us through our environment. He teaches us through nature. He teaches us through many different aspects. And I love the book of Proverbs. I love this first chapter so much. You remember Solomon, the one that wrote this, the son of David, king of Israel. When he began to come of age to become king, his prayer was not for riches. It wasn't for long life. It wasn't for the life of his enemies. But it was for wisdom. He wanted to know God. He said, Lord, I'm a child. I don't know how to come in. I don't know how to come out. And here I am supposed to be the next ruler on the throne. I don't know how to do it. That was his heart's cry. That was his prayer. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, I believe, in life too, when we come to the knowledge, and I believe the Lord will help us get there. When we come to the knowledge that we can't do it within ourselves. When we recognize that we need God's help and God's favor and God's blessing. Because the natural tendency of humanity is we want to do it our way. We want to do it on our terms. We want to follow the things that we think bring us happiness. In verse 20, it mentions, it says, "Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words." You know what I'm getting from this? Everywhere. Everywhere, wisdom cries. You know, we can look. One thing we can do, we can look in the lives of people and see we can learn from their failures. We can learn from their mistakes. We don't want to just close our eyes and go the same path and the same direction. We want to ask them. And I love when I come across older people, I like to ask them, what have you learned in life? You know, what have some of the things that you've learned? And I like to ask them that, to know their experiences and the things that they've gone through and they've been through. But wisdom cries. We can look and we can see the path that people have taken and how it turned out. Did it turn out good with them? Did it turn out, was it a blessing to them in their lives, or was it trouble and heartache and disappointment? I believe that's what this is saying. It goes on down in verse 24. Oh, I'll go ahead and read it. Verse 22, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." This is wisdom. It's the wisdom of God. You know, it talked about wisdom in the beginning. Wisdom was with God before He created the earth. He had wisdom. He had understanding. And He established the world that we see today by wisdom. He founded it. There's so much wisdom in the world around us. And God, we'll talk a little bit about later, but in Proverbs He says, "Go to the ant and learn of her ways and be wise." And there's, I want to talk about one here later too, but all these things are wise, they're wisdom. If we can get the messages that God has for us, it doesn't always come by just by a book. I think if we will study the Scriptures, because we know that's the Word of God and it's a light to our feet and it gives us wisdom. The Scriptures are filled with wisdom. But in life, when we make mistakes, we can learn from them. The Lord doesn't want it to crush us down and to turn us aside, but He wants us to recognize, well, here's a mistake. How do I change? How do I correct it? He doesn't want us to make the same mistake over and over and over in life. And He wants us to be able to learn. In verse 24, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. You know, if we've lived very long, we know there's consequences to all of our decisions. And this scripture here, I don't believe the Lord laughs when people's desolation comes. But it's wisdom is being personified here. And it's because you didn't listen, because you didn't pay attention, because you didn't seek after my counsel, then you're going to have to eat of the consequences that come from that. It doesn't mean that the Lord is laughing at us in our trouble. He doesn't do that. He's always wanting to draw us closer to Him. And He desires a relationship with Him. But there are consequences that come with our decision. And that's why we want to use wisdom. We want to walk in wisdom. We want to seek for wisdom and guidance. And I believe the Lord can help us as we seek and as we look to God. As we have a desire to want to learn what God has for us, He can reveal and show things to us, but we have to have a heart and ears to want to hear. You know, sometimes it crosses our grain, our desire, and that's where loving God and loving wisdom is important, that we're able to lay aside our thoughts and set aside our ways to be able to trust God to walk in His path and His ways, knowing that they will result in the most happiness and the most blessing in life. I want to get another verse in Matthew the 7th chapter. Jesus talked about it here. Matthew the 7th chapter in verse 24. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man." See, here's a wise man and a foolish man. Side by side, just like in the Proverbs. You study the book of Proverbs over and over. It compares the wise and the foolish. And Jesus is doing it here. "Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not," in other words, he hears, but he doesn't really have a heart or desire or aptitude to follow after and to grasp, "shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." You know, in life we're building a house. We're building a life. Every day, by our choices, our decisions, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, every day we're building our life. A habitation. A spiritual life. If we look to God, if we lean upon Him, if we seek Him with all of our hearts, and that's in Proverbs also, when you study just a few chapters later, it says to seek after wisdom like silver and gold. You know how people go after gold and silver? The gold rush. What was that in the 49? What's that gold rush? 49? Anyway, they went to California. They struck gold. They found gold. They left. That's what they wanted. That's what they were seeking after. That wasn't the true goal, though. But it says to seek after wisdom that way. Like you would seek after it like it was silver and gold. That it's valuable. It's valuable for my life. It's valuable for my direction, for my course, for building my house, building my life. It's so valuable to have wisdom. And it talked about wisdom. It said her ways are ways of pleasantness and all of her paths are peace. Doesn't that sound good? The way of wisdom, the way of understanding. But this was talking about two different lives. One, he said, that heard the Lord's sayings, that heard what he taught, and he incorporated them in his life and said, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to build. This is what I'm going to follow. This is going to be the pattern for my life. He said he built a house upon a foundation, upon a rock, that was able to stand the storms of life. But those that heard, they heard others, the foolish, they heard, but they didn't follow. They didn't say, I'm going to follow this in my life. I'm going to put this in, I want to incorporate this. And it was a house. You know, in building a house, we don't want to, you know, in the temporal, we don't want to build a house. It's just shabby and, you know, we put a nail wherever we want to. I don't want to use too many nails. It costs too much. That wall don't have to be. I don't have to be straight. It's okay. You're wasting too much time. We wouldn't want to build a house that way in the natural. I don't. And spiritually, we don't want to build that way either. We want to take the time, and we want to spend the cost to build something that's going to last. Something that will endure. It's a marvel to me. There's I know finance is involved. But there's houses in Europe. There's places and buildings that have hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. And they're still there. They're still there. And the Lord wants us to build with wisdom and knowledge. I want to go now to Proverbs again, the 30th chapter. We talked about an illustration. And I feel like I've been weak in this area of my life. I'll just have to confess to you. But I'm challenged by this verse. Proverbs 30 and verse 24, it says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants, verse 25, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The ants, they're feeble, they're little upon earth, they're weak. You can squash an ant real easy. I don't like to if I don't have to. The ants are a people, not strong. Yet they prepare their meat in the summer. They prepare for what's ahead. What I really want to look at is verse 26. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The conies are... another name for them is called rock badgers. Rock badgers. And it says it's kind of like a small rabbit. But they're very weak. They don't have any... They're very gentle creatures by nature. But they make their houses in the rocks. They know how to utilize, they understand their weakness. And they're able to utilize something in their environment to help protect them, to help strengthen them, to help guard them. They recognize they're weak creatures. I guess they do. The Lord made them that way. They build, by nature, they build their houses in the rocks. And that's what the scriptures are saying. These are little feeble creatures, but exceeding wise. Because they utilize something that's close at hand to help give them an advantage, to help them. And we need that too. We need that too. And I want to just mention just a bit about relationships, and they're the most important things in our life. Our relationships with our Heavenly Father and with our fellow human being. I haven't been really altogether very great with relationships. I didn't really have it as a child. I didn't know how to communicate. Kept things inward, but we need each other. And we need to communicate because we all have weaknesses. We all have blind spots that we can't see very well. A wise man will hear. And to be able to communicate, we need to be vulnerable, to be able to say, I don't know. Be able to say, I don't know how. And sometimes we have to be, all the time, we have to be honest. But sometimes we need to hear truth that we don't like to hear, maybe. But that's how we learn. And that's how we grow. It says, instruct a wise man, and he'll become wiser. There's scriptures that talk about iron sharpening iron. We need each other. I'm so thankful for my wife. I've learned a lot from her. But we have to be able to listen. I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, and the 9th verse, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. We need friends. And I know we're not going to be bosom buddies with everybody. And we don't have to be bosom buddies with everybody. But we do need a good circle of friends that can advise us, that can encourage us and strengthen us, challenge us. You know, our teachers used to always say, there is no dumb question. I guess I always felt kind of like there was a dumb question. I was always afraid to raise my hand and ask in school. But I was listening. I was watching. I learned a lot in school. I love school. I enjoyed my school years. I love my teachers. I learned a lot. What they taught out of the book and what they taught in the book. I had some wonderful, especially grade school teachers. That Lord help us today to, he that has friends must show himself friendly. Friendships take vulnerability, and I feel like I'm learning this myself. They take vulnerability. They take wisdom and honesty. But we want to have that because the Lord uses those things. And it says, woe to him that's alone when he falleth. The devil would like to isolate us in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit. You know, people that commit suicide, it's like they get to the feeling that there's no help. There's no one. There's no one there. And it's really amazed me and boggled my mind that I've heard different families and scenarios, and they said they never knew that they were struggling with something. They never knew what they were struggling with because they didn't share. They didn't open their hearts. They didn't ask for help. So Lord, encourage us today. Relationships are beautiful. I love the one with David and Jonathan and talks about in the scriptures. Jonathan, he wasn't worried about who's going to be king. He didn't care about being king. In fact, he told David, "You'll be king and I'll be under you." They loved each other. They honored each other. They were there for each other. It said surpassing their friendships, said surpassing the love of women. There was a bond. And that's what we want to try to establish in our lives, bonds. We don't want to live our life alone. We don't want to be alone. We want to establish bonds. And God works. God works through those. And He honors those and He blesses those. Appreciate your attention this morning.